But if a dead square is surrounded by three living squares, it becomes lit, or is born. Once you set an initial state of living squares and let the simulation run, these simple laws determine what happens in the future. The results are surprising. As the program progresses, shapes appear and disappear spontaneously. Collections of shapes move across the grid, bouncing off one another. There are whole kinds of objects, species, that interact. Some can even reproduce, just as life does in the real world. These complex properties emerge from simple laws that contain no concepts like movement or reproduction. It's possible to imagine that something like the game of life, with only a few basic laws, might produce highly complex features. Perhaps even intelligence. It might take a grid with many billions of squares, but that's not surprising. We have many hundreds of billions of cells in our brains.